Do children need better sex education with teenage pregnancies and STI levels among the highest in Europe? One school in England has taken controversial steps to teach pupils about sex. In last night's Channel 4 documentary, Sex in Class, one school employs a Belgian sexologist to teach children all the ins and outs of sex. Taking a class of 15 to 16-year-olds, young people were taught about everything from porn to their own sexual pleasure. The boys were asked to make art inspired by female genitalia and to shave their own pubic areas. Is this a good idea? Angela and Tina are here to discuss it. Angela, what do you think?
I think it's a lousy idea. Is this what we're doing, hijacking the school timetable by devoting much-needed time when our standards of literacy and numeracy are on the floor to doing this? Sex is a primal, instinctive, basic, intimate act between two people, and kids nail that fairly quickly, early on. I'm astonished by what my 11-year-old already knows, and that's without me having intensive conversations about her. Quite right to have conversations about using protection and what some, and you know, all those other things that go with it. Somebody's alarm's going off behind me, by the way. To devote time and to raise the stakes and have this kind of level of conversation, employing a sexologist. And by the way, is that the public purse that's picking up the tab for that one? It's absolutely outrageous.
Tina?
I completely do not agree. I think this is a fantastic move by the education system to finally get to grips with a taboo subject that very often parents aren't equipped or able to deal with their children. And I think the more that we can teach our children, the more that we can give them correct information, the less they're likely to get incorrect information from their friends, from the web. I mean, they've got it on their phone, for goodness sake. We have to set the record straight with children. We have to let them know that it is perfectly normal to speak about sex, about sexuality, about everything around it. And I think this is fantastic, and I cannot wait for Northern Ireland to follow suit.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, look, I mean, Tina, you're entitled to your opinion, obviously, but the thing is that female genitalia, that's the way forward, teaching them about porn. Teach them about the dangers and the restrictions and the limitations. And yes, they have biology lessons about the naturalness of the human body, but it's just bringing conversations into the room that I think young people don't need to have.
Boys being asked to shave their own pubic areas. What on earth does that teach them?
I think it teaches them where the world is going. It teaches them that it is perfectly normal to do that should you want to do it, should you choose to do it. It is giving young people the ability to grow up and make choices and not be afraid or ashamed or embarrassed. And I think it's fantastic.
I also think we're looking at the context of this. In the parameters of the school day, how seriously will young people absorb these messages? Oh, great, you know, come on, miss, the sexologist's coming in at 2 o'clock. That's just after we've had double history. I mean, you know, the kind of the sniggering and stuff that will go with that. I don't think this is the forum or the time or the place for these kind of conversations, let alone the way they're delivering the message. It's not that being rude.
I think that's absolutely terrible that you should say that. My mum taught me from a very young age about sexuality, about sex. And when I say a young age, I say early primary school. I've grown up to be very well adjusted in terms of that subject. I don't feel embarrassed to speak about it. And I think all of us, all seven of our children.
Your mum taught you.
My mum taught me everything.
Well, that's fantastic, as opposed to learning it at school with a Belgian.
Well, not every mother is like mine. Not every mother has
the way
that
you teach your own children.
I fully intend to teach my child everything about everything. As soon as they ask, as soon as he is interested, I will not lie to him. And I hope that the schools that he is involved with, the community group, will teach him everything from drugs awareness to sexuality.
Well, those messages are important, but we have to look at the way this is being packaged and delivered and unpack that whole kind of idea of a sexologist coming in and using art involving female genitalia.
Well, would you prefer a teacher get embarrassed?
But the very fact that we're even using the word embarrassed, believe me, kids are really savvy, and they need to know the broad elements and broad and parameters, as I've said, of sex education. Absolutely. My daughter, who's 11, has had a kind of taste of it at school, and she just came home laughing about it. What they learn amongst their friends is quite remarkable compared to the idea of getting it within
the school. So you are leaving it for their peers to teach them
about their own sexuality. I didn't say that at all.
I think we need to tackle this.
Hang on a second.
Hold on. Let's let her get a word in. Go on, Angela.
No, sorry, Tina. I have to challenge that point. You said that I'm leaving it to her peers to teach her. I didn't say that at all. What I'm saying is, however much I'm packaging it, however much she's getting it in school, the place where she's most responsive is amongst her peer group. And, you know, the very fact that the school timetable is devoting some of its time to this kind of a way of approaching sex education is absolutely
okay. Easy. All right, listen, we're going to have to leave it there because the news is coming. Angela and Tina, thank you very much indeed.